this here is man's creation. Heading to work at night when it's raining, you're heading in the wrong direction. Yes, this here is man's creation. God had provided everything for us to be able to live and survive. But we needed more. We wanted more. We wanted to be more. So we create our lives. Lives of misery, unfulfillment, cannot be satisfied and are fulfilled. We worked, we labored, we spend, we pay bills, but we are never satisfied or fulfilled. Yes, this here is our creation. God created the world and everything that man needs to live in it. Yeah, but of course, we are not satisfied, so we have created a void that we cannot fill. This here, yes, is our creation. God created our bodies and food to sustain it. Everything that we could ever need, He had provided. But we needed more. We needed to make our protein into powder. We need to make our meat into vegetable chunks. We need to create our own problems. So this, yes, is man's creation. Heading to work is man's creation. The traffic that we face is our creation. And everything else that we are miserable with and don't want to deal with, yes, this too is man's creation. The people who live within the means that God has provided, we consider them to be unproductive, worthless, not successful in life, because they're living their best life in God's creation. And our life here, our misery, our concrete blocks that we sit in for more hours per day than we do outside, it is our creation. So don't complain. Don't be frustrated. It's your creation. Step out of it. You can. And you can live in God's creation. It is enough for us, God's creation. Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm back in Anchor doing my podcast, and I had been using another platform because some people had told me they don't have Anchor. You can download Anchor. It's there in your app store. Download it. It's Anchor. And once you have it downloaded, then you can join me sometimes for my morning meditation recording. I usually don't record my meditation, which I had just completed, but I usually go into my recordings after my meditation. This morning, before I go further, let me introduce myself to those who may listen that don't know me. This is Kay Positive. I'm a spiritual coach. And each morning I do a short recording, just giving one or two little nuggets to help you through your day or to add to your already collections of nuggets and motivation that you have received from elsewhere. So this morning I want to talk a little bit about the laws of attraction and our spiritual health. Somehow spiritual health is tied into mental health, which to me is two different things. And I should do a segment in that specifically about your spiritual and your mental health. But today I'm going to talk about your spiritual health. We do concern ourselves with our physical health. And we're a spiritual being. We are a spiritual being. But people only consider spirituality when they're in church. Most people, I should say. And we are a spirit throughout.
We are not just a spirit because of religion, a spiritual being because of religion. We just don't tap into our spirit on Sunday morning at church and then walk back out of our spirit and continue with life. No, our spirit, mind, body, soul, it's all entwined. It's one. We are one with our, we should be in tune with our spiritual life, or the part of our life that are totally spiritual. Touch the Bible, it says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And he wouldn't have, if you believe in God, then you would know that if you have to worship him in spirit, it means that you also are spirit, right? You're made in his likeness and image. Likeness, spiritual likeness, image as a human. All right, so I want to talk about your spiritual health. Please give me a brief second because I am just winging this again. I'm going to have to learn to stop winging because, and you know, get something together and go step by step into my research and give you more information. But these are just brief nuggets. I do have my special, you know, class and training and spiritual ignition, you know, courses that you can get more from. So these are just little nuggets that I'm dropping. So if you're interested, you know where to go. Go to iChange, book a time, or you know, get into the in-depth of your spiritual life to be spiritually fulfilled and ignite your spiritual life. So we spend a lot of time on our physical health. And we are nowadays even starting to understand our mental health. And I want to touch base and say emotional health too, because we, all those parts of our life need to be in one. We have to correct everything in order to get it running properly, like a proper engine. You can't just put oil in the car without putting gas in the tank, and without you know, tuning it and align the wheels, and all these different things have to be done for the motor to run, right? And likewise with our body, we need all areas of our life to be in tune. And that's the reason why I'm a spiritual coach and not a financial coach and not a all the other different coaches that are out there, because there's enough of that out there and everybody understands that, but nobody thinks about how to get your spiritual life in order. So we need to get up in the morning, and first of all, we need to be in tune with the day, the new day, the change. We're coming from darkness into light, and when that change happens, we need to be able to make that transition also, right? Because a lot of people get up and go to work still sleeping. Really, seriously, and they're still in their night mode, and then they get to work and they can't function, they can't control their thought process and their ability to concentrate because they're still in that night mode. You know, the day opens up, and I'm gonna be fumbling for words just to put it across what I'm trying to say. So bear with me. I don't have anything written down, and I'm not editing this. So. The night transition into daylight slowly. It didn't just poof and it's daylight. No, it slowly transitioned into daylight. You can watch the daylight, and most times I do. You would look through the window and you would see it slowly getting lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. We need to wake our spirit up in the same manner during the course of the day. We need to find a way to lay in the position when we are conscious that we are awake. Lay in that position that you're in. Don't jump right out of bed and dash all over the place. Don't do that. Lay there and wake your spirit slowly. Have your thoughts flow through your mind, realizing it's daytime, realizing it's going to be daytime soon, because you should be waking up with the day. I know we don't, but in order to be really fulfilled and in order to really function during the course of the day, you should actually wake up with the day. It's 6:26 now. I've been up practically hours now. And that gives you that brings your spirit in tune with the universe, the new day, that refreshment that comes with you waking up with the new day. And when you get out of bed, Sit somewhere where you can watch the day dawn. Watch the day dawn. Relax. Close your eyes. Open it every now and again and look to see the difference in the light that's coming through. It was a little darker 4 seconds ago. It's a little bit brighter. Have your spirit wake up with the morning. And when it's all done and it's daylight, you will feel different. You will find yourself feeling different. And this is not meditation. This is not really meditation. This is just a simple process that anyone can do. You want to go into deep meditation, we can do that later on. But for right now, this is just a nugget here. Once you do that, you will find your body refreshed. You will find that your minds are refreshed. Your spirit is in tune with the universe and you're in one with the new day and you can function. That whole stress level that takes you over when you get up and run to the bathroom, run to the kitchen, grab a cup of coffee, run to the car, jump in the car, forget your key, run back, get your bag and get to work. You will never be productive doing that. You will get things done, but for your spiritual health, you will not be productive that day. You will just be running around all day. That's how your whole day will be. You'll be running from the lunchroom to the back to your desk and forgot your fork and back to the lunchroom. You'll find yourself doing just what you do when you start your day. So this is a little nugget I'm dropping here. Try your best to wake up with the day and get your spirit in tune with the universe. Look out at the trees and the light coming through the trees and, you know, just be in one union with the universe. It's the mildest form of meditation that you can do. Thank God. Thank God, whichever God you serve, because I'm not here to tell you that you need to be a Christian. I'm not doing that. I refused. You have to choose what you want to do and who you want to serve and what, you know, all of that is not what I'm about. I'm about you getting your spiritual life in tune. So, you know, you be grateful for the new day. You planned in your mind what you're going to do. You put your thoughts in order. You prepare your mind for the day. You prepare your, you know, if you're going to make a meal, you prepare the product that you're going to cook. You prepare it. You prepare the pots, the pans, the measuring tools, the food, everything. You prepare it. Prepare your minds for your new day that is ahead of you. Prepare your spirit to be in tune with your mind and to be in tune with the universe. This is the law of the universe that we cannot ignore. It's how we have to live. We are forced to live by the universal law. So I said I was going to talk about laws of attraction today, but my 10 minutes is up and that's all I'm going to do for recording today. So come tomorrow, I'm going to go into the laws of attraction, go into the next weekend and give you a little nuggets from the laws of attraction. I'm big in that and I'm still learning more about it every day. But trust me, we all need to understand how to attract success, how to attract blessings, how to attract money, how to attract love, how to attract unity, how to attract peace of mind. That is so difficult because most days our mind is in turmoil, our thoughts is in turmoil, and people going more and more to the doctor for medication because of stress. Work-related stress, they call it. They get all crazy with it and all fancy with it. It becomes a big business now. People are getting medicine for stress and all kind of things. So we need to find a way to handle our stress because we don't have to take medication for stress and we don't have to be stressed either. If we figure out how to handle our lives, our spiritual life, believe me, we'll be perfectly fine without medication and without stress. So this is your personal girl K positive, and I am going to tell you what I tell you every day. Be your brothers and sisters keeper. Do something for someone nice today. If you start your day right, you will be able to share a smile. And again, the person who needs a smile most is the person that do not have one. Do something nice for someone. It don't have to be anything monetary, but it can be something that you just offer a smile, a handshake, a hug, a wave. You know, you're in your car and someone else pull up at the stoplight beside you in your car. Look over to them and smile and nod. Smile and wave, smile and wave. I have to put some jokes in there, right? But anyway, this is K Positive. I'm checking out. Please, please, please do visit my page, Facebook, iChange. Leave a note, leave a nugget, leave a word of encouragement. You know, say something. See something, say something. Feel something, say something. Know something, say something. It is all about sharing to inspire. So please share. Share a thought. Share a, you know, something that you have accomplished, something that you have done. And please talk to two people that you never speak to before. Walk up to them. Say hello. How you're doing? It is easy. I lied. It's not easy for everyone, but it can be done. So try. It's an ongoing challenge. All right. I thank you so much for always listening to whether I'm motivating, trying to entertain, or I'm dropping a nugget or two here and there. Thank you for always listening. And for the people who send me feedback, I appreciate you. Will you please send my feedback to my page, iChange? It's iChange like iPhone, I everything else. iChange. All right. Thank you so much. And you have a good day. Please make your day successful. And if it didn't happen today, just say in a quiet voice, I'll do this again tomorrow. All right. I'm checking out right now. And my recording is going to be longer than it should be. So, ta-ta. Walk good. See you later. Be blessed.